Welcome back to Sports Day, brought to you by Kia and Red Energy. Dwayne and Jared with you, and Caleb Marchbank, the NAB Rising Star nominee for the round. He's from Benalla. He's a star, and every Carlton fan's cock-a-hoop about the fact that he's playing this kind of footy after a little bit of a stint with GWS first. Welcome to you, Caleb. Great to have you on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
And you must be pretty happy with the move too. It's paying dividends pretty early for you.
Yeah, very happy with the move at the moment. You know, it's a big club. The boys have been really good. The fans have been really welcoming. So, yeah, really, really happy with it.
Do you see yourself as one of Soss's soldiers, given that you are one of his more important and well-performed recruits?
I don't know about that.
You've got a few of you from GWS. There is a galaxy of stars potentially have come from the same origin.
Yeah, it's to be honest, it's pretty nice having those faces around the club, having sort of spent a year with those boys up at Giants. So it made the transition a lot easier.
Must have been a great feeling after halftime coming out. You had that momentum. First goal after halftime, all of a sudden you would have thought, oh, hello, there's a bit of a chance here. Then you get another one, you get yourself in front, and there was no stopping you from there.
Yeah, it was a great feeling. We made a big emphasis at halftime to really start the quarter well. And when Ed Kerno kicked that first one, the boys were up and about. And, yeah, we just kept the ball rolling. It was really good.
Winning on the MCG, it must then make you dream about the ultimate win on the MCG.
Yeah, for sure. You dream as a little kid, you know, playing on the MCG. And now to actually experience it and to win on the MCG, there's nothing better.
Well, this is the ultimate dream of a Carlton fan, beating Collingwood at the MCG.
Oh, yeah, coming up.
This might be the biggest crowd you've played. I know you played in front of, 71,000 round one against the Tigers, was it?
Yeah.
But this could be bigger.
Yeah, I know. I'm really looking forward to it. You know, two big rivalries, you know, on a Saturday arvo at the MCG. I don't think there's a better place to be. So it's one of those games that I'm really looking forward to, and yeah, exciting about the contest. Is going to be a hot contest, but yeah, looking forward to it.
Caleb Marchbank, the NAB Rising Star nominee for round six, is with us, and it won't be long, Caleb, before you actually claim the title as Benalla's favourite son from Tommy Rockliffe.
Oh, to be honest, I thought I already had it.
That'll get back. That's a good, nice answer. It's good to see someone with a bit of fun confidence for a change rather than downplaying it. You obviously know him pretty well.
Yeah, I've had a bit to do with Tommy, so he always messaged me saying that he's the king of Benalla, but I reckon just quietly I've got him. So yeah, I'm pretty confident with that.
How did son of Soss pull up after his AC joint spring?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not entirely sure. I think he's all right, but yeah, I don't know really the full details.
And you're still sneaking up to Benalla, I see. I've been reading you. You creep up there for the occasional visit just to keep in touch with your family and friends, just to keep you grounded?
Yeah, I don't mind heading up to Hume to head to Benalla just sort of once every couple of weeks. It's always good to get back to the country and sort of see my parents and extended family and friends there. It's a nice change coming from the city to a nice relaxing town, so yeah.
I know the river at Benalla well. We broke down there once when I was about 12 years of age. It was about 42 degrees. Dad
no
decided to buy
Benalla?
No, there isn't. There's a river further up the road that we were heading to. It wasn't my fondest memory of the Hume Highway at that stage. We probably had better ones, but it's a darn good river.
Yeah, there's a couple of nice swimming spots around there. So in the summer, it's always nice to go back there, and when it's 40-odd degrees, to jump in the local river.
Who will you pick up for Collingwood this week?
Oh, to be honest, I'm not sure.
I have we'll a good crack at it. You'll be running the back line by now.
Darcy Moore?
I don't know about that. We'll see on Thursday. We'll go through Collingwood's team and go from there.
Who's your back line coach?
Dale Amos, and he's a star.
Yeah, he's got good raps on him, Dale Amos.
Yeah, he's been very good for me. So as for the rest of the back line, he's been super.
Great to have you, Caleb. Really a delight for us to have a chat to you, and good luck. We'll both be there on the weekend, so can't wait to see you in action against the Magpies.
Beautiful. Cheers, boys.
Caleb Marchbank, this week's nomination for the NAB Rising Star. He's from Benalla, which brings me to this, Jared.
Great country farmers for Kubota. Kubota, supporting Australian farmers for 40 years.
Here with a well-earned reputation for quality and reliability, Kubota tractors have been powering Aussie farmers for 40 years. For the next couple of nights, Jared, leading into the country game between Essendon and Geelong, we are acknowledging some of the great AFL footy farmers.
Well, let me give you tonight's nomination, Dwayne.
Jeff?
Tom and Jack Hawkins.
Yeah, nice nomination.
Both champions of the Cats, hailing from Finlay in New South Wales.
Yep.
Jack is back up there in Finlay. I used to play against jumping Jack Hawkins, and I met him a couple of years ago. In fact, again, had a reunion at Dr. Turf and Mark Rothfield's son's 21st. Yeah, it was great to catch up with Jack. It was actually last year, not 2 years ago. He played 182 games for the Cats, and Tom, as we know, is playing some great footy for the Cats as we speak, except for last weekend.
Yeah, exactly. No, I thought you were going down a different track then. I thought you were going to give me Jeff Farmer and Polly Farmer.
No.
Look, because Polly would be the greatest ever actual farmer, wouldn't he?
He would be.
Have to be. In fact, we'll take a few of your calls tomorrow night for the best farmer names, if you've got them tomorrow night. Put a few in the bank. Things like Dwayne Lamb.
Oh, yes.
Freddie Wooler. Played for the Cats.
Right.
I might take a few of those nominations tomorrow night for Kubota with a well-earned reputation for quality and reliability.
The Wheatleys count?
The Wheatleys. I love the Wheatleys. All the Wheatleys. Kubota tractors have been powering Aussie farmers for 40 years. So we'll be doing that tomorrow night.
I like that one, Dwayne.
Get a few names ready to go tomorrow night. Put this number in your phone, 13 13 32, and we'll take your calls tomorrow night. For Kia's end of financial year offers, with incredible value and a 7-year warranty on all new Kia, see a Kia dealer today. And Red Energy, proudly supporting the BCNA Pink Lady match at the MCG Sunday, 7th of May, 3:20 p.m. Red Energy, proudly supporting Breast Cancer Network Australia. Save a few for tomorrow night, Jared, and I'll see you tomorrow night at 6:00.